Georgia Power is in the middle of 3 days of testimony before the Public Service Commission to explain how it plans to get electricity in the future and how much it thinks the state will need. WABE's Tasneem Shama reports.
Georgia Power is required to file an integrated resource plan every 3 years. On Monday, the utility told regulators it wants to add more than 500 megawatts from renewable energy like solar and wind power. But the plan doesn't say how it would deal with the EPA's Clean Power Plan that's currently held up in court. Georgia's one of 27 states suing to block implementation, which might require some coal plants to shut down in the state. Officials grilled Georgia Power's Allison Chiok on what the utility would do if the EPA gets its way in court. During the hearing, she said,
"We would come back to this commission with additional costs or recommendations for decertifications if and when that is needed."
Georgia Power also said it bought land in Stewart County to explore building a nuclear power plant there. Tasneem Shama, WABE News.